Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been and will always be about buckets.
Just attack the basket. Bring it on, baby. Whoa, stop it. Don't do it like that. Oh, my goodness.
Will you stop yelling at me?
No. Oh, with no regard for human life. Jacob steps back. Three-pointer. Bang. Oh, my, oh, my.
What's good, my people? Welcome into Buckets, Action Network's NBA Daily Betting Podcast. I am your host, Sean Little, for the Thursday edition, of course, with my guy, JD Joe Delera. Decent little slate for a Thursday. Me and JD were picking through. We found a couple plays for you, and we might be on the opposite side of one, but we'll get to that in a second. Jay, what's going on?
Dude, we're chilling right now. We got a little bit of a cough, so, you know, mind with the mic. We'll have to hit that mute button maybe a time or two, but, you know, but give you some editing to do, but we're doing good otherwise. How you doing?
The listeners don't care about that. If they, you could cough, if you coughed out a winner, they'll take it. I know that because like I know ball. I would take the exact same thing. Let's jump right into it. Interesting Thursday slate. Give me your best bet. I'll give mine. We'll break them down and get out of here.
All right. So I have two plays that I'm looking at. One is a spread, is the Mavericks +2 against the Celtics. And the second play, there is no line, but I want to talk about it later. And it's going to be on Jokic rebounds. So well, we can get into that in the Clippers Nuggets game. What are you on, man?
Okay. We are going to go head up. I am taking the Boston Celtics on the money line, -130 here across the board. I'll tell you why in a second. JD, jump into it. We're head-to-head here. You're on the Mavs. Talk to me about why you like Luka at home getting a few points.
All right, so I guess we could both cash here if you want to go for that real, real skinny middle. But look, both these teams played before. They played on November 23rd, and the Celtics won that matchup 125-112. They obviously didn't have Robert Williams at the time. When I was looking at that matchup, one of the things that stood out to me a lot was that both teams shot 53% from the field, but the Celtics had significantly better three-point variance, and they shot 50% from three. So that was that's an 18-point differential there. Additionally, one of the things about the Mavericks is that right now they're a completely different team with Christian Wood in the starting lineup. And I think that those minutes have been excellent with Luka. And it's something that I wrote about in my props piece, and how when Wood has been in the starting lineup, not only is he playing better, but he's actually improving Luka's assist numbers as well. He receives like almost 21% of passes from Luka, and he's converting those into 2.7 assists per game, as opposed to like when he was on the bench and he was really only converting that at 1.8. So Luka's assists have actually gone up a little bit too, which is a little interesting. But aside from that, when we look at their recent form, Dallas is 7-0 over the last 2 weeks compared to 4-3 from Boston. And Boston, they did get up for some of those bigger games against the Bucks and the Clippers. They did lose to the Nuggets, but they had some. They're coming off an ugly loss to the Thunder right now. So, but look, over this 2 weeks, Dallas is third best in point differential, +7.5. Boston's plus 1.9. It's a little bit skewed because of the Thunder loss. But the thing with Boston is their defense has been really bad. They're allowing over 5 points more for 100 possessions compared to their season-long mark. And then when we really look at Dallas, they've been so much better at home. They're 15-5 straight up at home compared to 7-11 on the road. And Boston's actually lost four of their last five home games. So I think with the 2 points, you're going to get it. This is a close game. I like grabbing the two in case, you know, it's a one possession game at the end of the game rather than take the plus money. I don't feel like I'm getting enough value at the plus 110 here. So I'll grab those 2 points.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm actually took the money line. I'll lay the extra 20 cents to minus 130 on the money line here. Listen, when it comes to capping games and capping NBA, NFL, whatever I'm looking at, I'm always a little bit of both on the analytical side, breaking down numbers and then going through spots and then how I feel about said spot. Now, the Celtics are coming off a massive L to the Thunder. No Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They give up 150. They give up 122 points through three quarters.
Yeah.
So this is purely a cap on spot and gut with how I feel about where the Celtics are at. I feel like they're going to come into Dallas on a nationally televised TNT game and try to bounce back and make a statement off of that Thunder game. I'm not the guy that's going to say this is a must-win spot. It's not. But this spot feels a little heavier for the Celtics coming off of what they just put out to the public against the Thunder, now being on national TV, now knowing everyone's going to be watching, and now knowing Luka and the guys are one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. But listen, I went and looked at their last month of games. Let's talk about this because – we know the narrative around the Dallas Mavericks. Luka, more Luka. He's sensational. Luka, Doncic, Luka. That's all you hear about when you hear about the Mavericks, right? Let's go back and look at some of these wins. Of course, they just beat the Houston Rockets. The Rockets are bums. They beat the San Antonio Spurs. They're bums. They played Houston again. They're bums. Then go back to 2 days after Christmas, December 27th, against the New York Knicks. They beat the Knicks in an absolute miracle.
That was crazy.
They were getting beat up at home by a solid Knicks team. Doncic scores 60, has 60, 21, and 10. They have to go to overtime to win that game. The Knicks are only a few games over 500. The Lakers, yeah, They're bums. They got a W there. What do you know? The Rockets, again, three of the last seven games have been against the Rockets. That's another W. The Minnesota Timberwolves, another W. They beat them by 5 points, 104-99. That team is a disaster. Then they lost to Minnesota in Minnesota. They played a little duplex spot, lost the first one, won the second one. Then, okay, they play a really good team in the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland. They lose that game. It does go to overtime, but it's an L.
Yeah.
They play Portland. They win. Portland right now is a game over 500. They win that game. They go back to Cleveland. This is another L. And I'm going through game by game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, they stink. They won that game. Then they lost in Chicago. They let the Bulls put up 144 in an L.
Crazy. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Then they lose to the Bucks. So the last real stretch of actually good W's, in my opinion, was the first week of December, where they went to the Knicks and won by 11. And you remember this stretch. They then beat up on Phoenix. Then they went to Denver and got a one-point win. So out of the last, I would say, 15 games maybe, they have two quality wins here.
Yeah, I mean.
Over Portland by a point. I think that the number being short at two, against a team that's extremely good at home in Dallas. They play a lot better at home.
Yeah.
For them to be the short favorite, I'm going to sell high on the Dallas Mavericks right now, and I'm going to buy extremely low on the Celtics squad that looks a little lost without Ime Udoka. They miss him quite a bit. The organizational piece, they just seem to be out of sorts, and I think Ime would help them a lot. Now, in this spot, in a nationally televised game where – I believe Dallas is starting to feel themselves a little bit. Boston's going to show up here. and get a W on the road on TNT in Dallas. That's how I feel. That's what my gut says. I know that as of late, they haven't been scoring that well. They haven't been playing defense that well. And the Dallas Mavericks are starting to stack these W's up, but a lot of these W's are not against good competition. That's why I'm rocking with the Boston Celtics on the money line.
Yeah, so I think it's actually interesting that you were bringing up the competition too, because actually, when you sort by team like these two teams, when they play top 10 teams in point differential on cleaning the glass, Boston is number one, Dallas is number two in terms of point differential. Boston's 8-3, Dallas is 7-7, but Dallas has the basically, according to like what their metrics are for, you know, net rating, et cetera, et cetera. Cleaning Glass says that they should have won 2.2 more games than against that strong competition. So I think this is kind of one of those games like Dallas had to play a tougher, like a very tough schedule at the start of the season, I think. And that's part of why their like record was depressed a little bit. And then now like they're obviously they're stacking up those like easy wins, but I do still think this Dallas team is very, very good. And like I'm on the like the opposite narrative of you essentially, because you're saying like sell high on the Mavs, and my I'm basically like, look, like I think that the floor is still there's still more floor for the Celtics to go down. That's just the way I feel about that team. And even though both of these teams seem to get up for these big games, like I think that the coaching on both teams has been interesting this year. But Wood being really inserted in the starting lineup, I think has made Dallas dramatically better on the offensive end. So it's going to be a great game. I'm very excited for it. So we'll just kind of have to see how this goes.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's going to be a great game. This is that primetime Thursday slot on TNT. I think Tatum shows up and scores 30 plus. The last couple of games for Boston, he hasn't got to that, you know, that 30 point mark where that seems to be the new standard as of right now in the NBA. I want to say off the top of my head, there's six or seven guys that are scoring 30 points a night right now. It's absolutely crazy. Insane. And there, I think since 05-06, there's never been more than four players that have scored 30 points in the season. Kobe, LeBron, Allen Iverson. And take a guess at who the fourth guy is on that list, because I was talking about it earlier today. Four guys in 2005-2006 scored 30 points. 05-06, Allen Iverson, Kobe Bean Bryant, LeBron James, which is ridiculous because LeBron James is still scoring 30.
He's still playing. Yeah.
That was 20 years ago. But take a guess at who the fourth guy was.
This has got to be somebody like so dumb.
So
like,
awesome. I love this guy. I'll let you know who it is right now. Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas.
I forgot about him.
Who scored 30 a night? Gilbert was awesome. Shout out, Gilly. The scoring right now in the league has been insane. That's been a big talking piece, but feels like a game Boston shows up to me. I'm not even going to jump too far into the numbers and dig through the matchups and do all that. This feels like a spot where they're going to show up. They've lost two straight to Oklahoma City and Denver. This is the third game on the road now on a Thursday. I think they get it done on national TV.
Fair enough.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Talk to me about the Jokic, those boards, correct?
Yeah, so over the past three seasons, he's played Zubac 8 times. In those games, he's averaging 26.6 points, 13.3 boards, and 7.8 assists. So he's been smacking on the rebounds, and he's got 13 plus in 6 of 8 of those games. So I really like that spot. Even earlier this year, he had a little bit of a lower scoring game, actually. He only scored 19 points, but he had 13 boards, 6 assists. And then the prior matchup back in, say, I guess it was March of last year, 30, 14, and 6. So if we get a line, we've been looking at his props. Like if we look back at the prior matchup between these two teams, his lines were set at, it was 10.5 boards. So I think that's low. His recent form has been just way too good. But in some of the more recent games, we're seeing 11.5 rebounds. If you see that line, you got to take that over on the rebound spot. I think this is just too good of a place, too good of a spot for him. And if Zubac gets into any type of foul trouble, Joker's just going to have a field day against this Clippers team that has just really no size.
So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's the angle.
I love that, especially that it just puts a lot of pressure on Zubac to deal with Jokic on a possession by possession. And he's been the definition of taking, I guess, what the defense is going to give him. And yeah. I say that to say whatever needs to be done and he thinks puts the Nuggets in the best position to win, that's what he's been doing. My favorite game of the year was his last triple-double where I want to say, let me pull up his game log really quick. He had a triple-double on 13 shots.
Oh, yeah, he did have that. It was like was it like 2 weeks ago, maybe?
I'll tell you right now. This was two games ago on the first day against the Boston Celtics, day of 2023, New Year's Day. He had 30, 12, and 12 on 10 of 13 from the floor.
It's insane.
That is by far forget about Donovan Mitchell's 70-point outburst, which he did on 34 crazy shots, by the way.
Yeah.
71 on 34 is ridiculous in itself. But Jokic in a big double digit win scores 30, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, crazy, on 10 of 13 from the floor, 8 free throws, 1 steal, and 1 foul, 0 turnovers, by the way, is, I'm telling you now, my favorite game of the year so far.
Preposterous.
For anybody. Preposterous. He's ridiculous. So be on the lookout for the boards when that opens up. Is there a specific number you'd really like it at?
I think it's long. I don't think it'll be higher than 11.5. If it's 12.5, I think maybe like try to reduce your risk a little bit. But if you're going to get a line that's, you know, if you're going to get 11.5, 10.5, 100%, 11.5, I think you also have to take it. And, you know, he's just gone over it too many times with the median result out of eight contests being 13. So, you know, he's got a couple of lower ones, but the rebounds have been great for him, especially this season.
I like it. All right. To recap, I am on the Boston Celtics money line, -130 across the board from what I can see. And Joe Dallara is on the Dallas Mavericks +2. So we need Boston by a point.
And then everybody
can go home happy. Be on the lookout. He also likes over for boards, Jokic against Zubac. Looking at around 11.5, potentially. If it's 12.5, that's a little high. But
if it's 12.5, we got to see plus money.
There you go. Absolutely right. So be on the lookout for that. And that's going to do it for the Thursday edition of Buckets. For Joe Dallara, I am Sean Little. We'll see y'all next time on the Action Network Buckets Podcast.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.